We had a very busy week last week at Venture English. We had a lot of work to do before we could go home each night. On Friday, we knew we had to finish everything so we could enjoy the weekend. So, my coworker decided to divide the jobs and give everyone some tasks to finish. It was a good idea. But when she told me what to do, I was a little surprised at her request. She said, "Paul, you shall finish 2 scripts for the podcast." I'm Paul Preston. From Venture English, this is 3-Minute English, a podcast in English about English for English learners. Well, I felt a little bad when my coworker gave me her instruction. But why did I feel bad? I knew I had to do the work, so that wasn't a surprise. But listen closely to my coworker's comment. She said, "Paul, you shall finish 2 scripts for the podcast." Well, the grammar is correct. So what is the problem? It's the use of the verb shall. Shall is a verb that really means will, but it comes with a very strong nuance. The verb will implies intention to do something in the future, but the verb shall has the nuance of compliance. You must do as I say. So, the verb shall is really a mix between will and must. It gives the feeling of a command with no choice for the receiver. It can be used like must, but it's even a bit stronger than must. Why? Well, especially in American English, using the word shall tends to put the speaker above the listener. When you say, "You shall do something," you are looking down on the listener. The listener feels like they are getting a command from a higher level. So, we avoid using shall, especially in the U.S. But we don't avoid it in every situation. We do often use shall when referring to ourselves. "I shall return" is a famous example. When using shall to refer to ourselves, the nuance is that we are making a promise. We will do something and we must do it. We are compelling ourselves to do it. So, in a way, when I use shall to refer to myself, I'm putting myself in the lower position. I'm giving myself responsibilities and requirements. Another common place to find the verb shall is in legal documents. Shall sounds more formal, so we often use it in contracts. Contracts and most legal documents are written indirectly without using the word you. For example, in a contract, we don't write, "You shall deliver 500 units." Instead, we usually write, "Party A shall deliver 500 units." Oh, one more thing. Shall should generally not be used when talking about machines or other non-humans. Shall has a nuance of intent. Since a machine has no intent, it sounds strange to use shall when talking about machines or equipment. So, we can use shall when talking about ourselves, and we can use it in contracts. But avoid it when telling somebody else what they should or must do. Oh, and don't use it when talking about machines or equipment. If you're not sure whether or not you can use shall, I recommend using will, must, or should instead. Your English is going to sound better. If you have any questions I can answer on 3-Minute English, please go to our comments and questions page at VentureEnglish.com and leave a comment. I would love to hear from you. Thanks for listening. I'm Paul Preston. This has been 3-Minute English.